with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump by brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Dear God, pump it! Which actor played the best Batman? Hunter, if you had to pick.
Ooh. Best Batman? Dude, that's tough. That's a tough question. A lot of people, you know, the original man, like the original Batman was huge in my life. It was when I was a Keaton. I'm going to have to go with Keaton. Man.
Okay. So you like Keaton?
Yeah.
The reason I bring this up is a new poll was done online, and believe it or not, Ben Affleck's version was the most preferred out of all. It slightly edged out Michael Keaton's 89 Batman. Let's see. Gen Z and millennials preferred Affleck, while Gen Xers like Michael Keaton the best. No one said Clooney or Val Kilmer. I liked Val Kilmer as Batman. I don't know why. I'm a big Val Kilmer fan. I thought he did it. Harvey, I am Batman. You know, when they're at the circus and everything. Yeah, and then you got Chris.
It wasn't the greatest movie.
It wasn't. But still, though, I liked it.
So I've heard, dude, the new Batman movie out, The Batman.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of buddies say, Best of the franchise.
Starring dreamy Robert Pattinson. It's a very dark Batman. I think maybe that's why people like it, is it's a very dark and brooding Batman.
I think we're going to go watch it Tuesday. Yeah. So I'm kind of excited to see it.
Dude,
really.
It crushed the box office, man. It did really good. Baby boomers, go figure, favored Adam West. Really, baby boomers? All right, look, I get it. You're stuck in your ways. I get Adam West was there at the very beginning. But if you're going to sit there straight-faced and say, no, Adam West, the best Batman.
Dude, the costume my grandma made for Halloween in 1996 was better than the costume Adam West wore for the actual show, guys.
Well, gee willikers there, Batman. Come on now. Like, I get it, okay? You guys think you're the best. Boomers think they know everything. They're always dogging on us millennials and Gen Zers. But if you're going to sit there as a boomer and straight face say, Adam West is the best, I'm putting you in a home, okay? That's where you belong.
Was a fan of the gray suit Batman of any sort, you know?
I mean, I don't think he ever did a push-up before that role. I mean, come on now. Adam West, the best
Batman. Batman had a beer gut, for God's sakes. You people back then were like, yeah, you know?
He was in a,
that's what a superhero looks like.
He looked like an accountant who was going to a costume party. Okay, come on now. Best big guy, Adam.
Drawn-on eyebrows, dude, and the short little stubby ears. Come on.
I'm a tomato. Anyway, so there you go. Ben Affleck, the best Batman out there. Lastly, if you love beef jerky as much as I do, this is bad news.
Love beef jerky.
Apparently, there's been a recall because of Listeria. They think that they're contaminated with bacteria that could send you to the bathroom all day or worse. The jerky is made by Boyd Specialties with a made-on date of February 23rd. So if you find that in your pantry or free or whatever.
Boyd? You said
Boyd Specialties, speciality or something. Anyway, if you see Boyd on there in February 23rd, it's going to blow out your colon. Just keep that in mind, okay?
Stay on the toilet. Rough day.
Just sitting there enjoying your beef jerky, and the next thing you know.
You know what's scary about that, too, is I can eat some beef jerky.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just you only have one piece. You eat the entire $10 bag.
Did you ever, as a youngster, or maybe even still do, did you ever get the ground up beef jerky that was in, like, the chew tin?
Oh, yeah.
And then pretend that it was chewing tobacco?
Kind of stick it in your lip there.
I had my candy cigarettes rolled up. Candy cigarettes rolled up in my sleeve. I had my jerky chew in my back pocket. I was bad ass.
Hey, I'm going to be honest. Dude, that stuff was good.
It is. It's tasty. Absolutely.
Man.
Yeah. I don't know the process of shredding it into a fine powder that they had to do, but.
You like stick it in your lip for like one or two, and then they're like, I'm just going to eat the rest of this.
You got it on the top, on the bottom. It's great. Oh, you got chew? Yeah, I do. It's beef jerky. I'm not fooling anybody. Sitting there on the playground, leaning against the monkey bars, spitting like an old cowboy.
They don't make that anymore, do they?
They do.
They really?
Yeah, because I got my cousin some. My two nephews. I got them some for Christmas like last year. So,
Why'd you do that? You're a terrible uncle.
Look, I also bought them a flask. Okay, I'm not a good uncle. Okay?
How old are they?
Let's see, 10 and 8.
Oh my God, you're terrible.
I think that was also the same year I got him a big like beer mug, like it was a football beer stein. Look, you got to start him young, okay? You got to start him young.
What am I supposed to fill this with apple juice? What am I supposed to do with
it? Yeah, put a little vodka in there. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Anyway, so there you go. We got the best Batman and looking cool with our beef jerky chaw right there. All right, that is your morning dump by there, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back. More.